I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in Macomb, Mr. Charles Dickens reads from his book, A Christmas Carol. Well, actually, it's an incredible simulation. Thanks to the Starry Night Repertory Theater, actor Dan Woods acts as Mr. Charles Dickens, as Mr. Charles Dickens acts out his book, A Christmas Carol. All the characters of the story come to life in a solo performance, recreating a public reading by the author. The Starry Night Repertory Theater presents the play tonight and tomorrow night at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the east side of the square in downtown Macomb. The performance time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. The price is $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, $10 for children and students. Mr. Dickens reads A Christmas Carol. Tonight and tomorrow night, the Nova Singers present A Nova Christmas. The Nova Singers will be joined by youth choirs for both of the concerts. Tonight's concert is at 7:30 at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Davenport, Iowa, where they'll be joined by the guest choir, the Sudlow Select Choir, directed by Kim Knosh. And tomorrow night at 7:30, they'll be at the First Lutheran Church in Galesburg with the Galesburg Singing Streaks, directed by Per Diebs. It's the Nova Singers' most popular concerts of the year, featuring Christmas songs of all kinds, including Silver Bells and White Christmas, and Galesburg composer Daniel Godsell's newly published Choral Meditation on the Holly and the Ivy. Tickets will be available at the door. Admission is $18 for adults and $15 for seniors. Students are admitted free of charge. The Nova Singers sing for Christmas. The Nova Singers, they'll be presenting their Nova Christmas at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Davenport, Iowa tonight at 7:30 and at First Lutheran Church in Galesburg at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Tomorrow morning in Macomb, the West Central Illinois Arts Center presents an art market. It's a showcase of local talent and a source of unique arts and crafts and gifts from the region. The art market will be held tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock until tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. That's at 25 East Side Square of Macomb. He may be just a humble nutcracker, but he is a hero for one little girl. It's the classic story, The Nutcracker. The music by Tchaikovsky. Choreography provided by the Jamie S. Larson Academy of Dance. They'll dance this Christmas time favorite tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the campus of Western Illinois University. The Nutcracker, the program, is free and open to the public, presented by the Jamie S. Larson Academy of Dance. The beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg rounds out its 2012 red carpet series with the return of The Lowe Family for a holiday spectacular show. The Lowe Family last appeared at the Orpheum in April of 2009 and are back by popular demand. They've earned the distinction of America's most talented family. The Lowes offer an amazing blend of show-stopping classical, Broadway, Irish, jazz, bluegrass, old-time favorites, gospel, and more, peppered with spectacular dance routines and six-part harmonies. The Orpheum Theater presents The Lowe Family for two shows at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Tickets are $25, $30, and $35. You can get information from the Orpheum Theater box office at 309-342-2299, or you can stop by the box office at 250 East Main Street in Galesburg for personalized service. The Lowe Family Christmas Spectacular, tomorrow night in downtown Galesburg. In a different vein, at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series presents Berchtold and Stier. Known for toe-tapping soul food for the acoustically hungry, David Berchtold and Brian Stier have been keeping their fans well-fed with acoustic fingerstyle guitar and harmonica, deeply influenced by the Piedmont blues and the folk and rock sounds of the early 70s. David plays acoustic guitar. He studied under Jorma Kaukonen, best known as a guitarist for Jefferson Airplane. And Brian has played harmonica with hundreds of great musicians, including Coco Taylor. Berchtold and Stier play the Hickory Ridge Concert Series tomorrow night. Berchtold and Stier. The duo will be at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston tomorrow night. The concert starts at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. There's an admission charge of $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is located between Lewiston and Havana off Routes 78 and 97. In Burlington tonight and tomorrow night, kids have a chance to jump on the Polar Express, well, at least to see the film. The Polar Express, the holiday classic about one boy's journey on a train to the North Pole, which is also a journey to believe in the magic of the season. All tickets are $5 or free with a Burlington Capitol Theater annual pass. The shows are at the Capitol Theater at 211 North 3rd Street in Burlington. The showtimes are 11 in the morning, 2 and 5 in the afternoon, and 7:15 in the evening. The Polar Express at the Capitol Theater in Burlington tonight and tomorrow night. A week from tomorrow night, at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, the Orpheum Theater proudly presents Swing We Now of Christmas, a big band show for one evening only, Saturday, December 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Warm your hearts with classic Christmas songs from the big band era, featuring favorites like Baby It's Cold Outside, White Christmas, and Santa Baby. The dancing and singing and swinging will be led by directors Kurt Killian and Dean Petrie. Tickets are available at the Orpheum Theater box office by phone at 309-342-2299 or at www.theorpheum.org. A Christmas big band fundraiser for the Orpheum Theater a week from tonight in downtown Galesburg. And this holiday season, make a note to keep things local. Celebrate Local. It's a program of food history and music sponsored by the Western Illinois Museum and the Macomb Food Co-op. The event will be Thursday, December 27th from 6:30 until 9 p.m. The museum and the co-op will present a program that celebrates all things local. As the end of the year comes and the museum's current exhibit, Made in McDonough County, is in its final day on the 27th, Celebrate Local will provide an opportunity to enjoy the exhibit and learn what makes our region unique. In addition to local food provided by the Macomb Food Co-op and the exhibit provided by the Western Illinois Museum, there will be 5 musical acts, each playing for 25 minutes, starting at 6:30. First up will be Ukulele Macomb, followed by folk singer Chris Villillo, followed by guitarist Dan Eilers. At the 8 o'clock hour, Jeannie and Brian Davenport, Randy Smith, and Jackie Wilson-Jordan will take the stage. The program concludes with Tim Liudahl and friends, often known as the Mad Hatters. The cash bar will be provided by Shiloh's Bar and Bistro of Macomb. For more information, contact the Western Illinois Museum at 309-837-2750 or the Macomb Food Co-op at 309-255-5572. The Western Illinois Museum and the Macomb Food Co-op host Celebrate Local, food, history, music at the Western Illinois Museum just south of the square in Macomb. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.